That was loud on your side. I've got 901. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that we place it on silence at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we would ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, as always, we recognize you as the creator of all that's in heaven and earth. And Lord, we always humbly thank you for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. Lord, we ask that you watch over that those are sick and in a time of need. We ask that you place your hand of healing on those that need help with their hearts and their souls. Lord, we ask that you watch over those that are protecting us here on earth, our first responders, as you watch over and protect us from heaven. And as always, Lord, we ask that you place your hand of wisdom on this court so we may do here on earth what honors you in heaven. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
We pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person? Yes, ma'am. Yes, you are live and in color. If you'd stand and give us your name, please, ma'am.
Name is Judy Gilbert. We recently moved to live with our son and daughter-in-law to Highway 475, County Road 255, behind the firehouse in Coryell County. And my desire is for that road 255 to be paved all the way around to the other end of 929. It looks like road gravel there by the firehouse, and it looks like maybe getting ready to do something. I'd like to know how soon we can expect that to be done. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you, Ms. Gilbert. And just so I can be clear, the court is allowed to respond with a statement of fact, the recitation of a policy, or can take action. I mean, we can't take action or anything, but we could take action to put it on agenda at a future time. So please give us a little bit of latitude as we respond, because we yes, ma'am, very, very little latitude, understood, that as we respond to that, because we do have some certain constraints, some left and right limits of what we could say. And before I get too far, I believe is that your precinct, Commissioner Weddle?
Yes, and this is a statement of fact. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 months ago, I met with the Road and Bridge Administrator out there. We certainly talked about it. We know it's on the list. No excuse, but you know, the flood event really set our Road and Bridge folks, you know, behind. I mean, we are way behind on, you know, almost every one of our, you know, paving projects. Met with the fire chief out there too to discuss, you know, the travel there. And it's not just a for us, it's not just a citizen, it's also a safety, you know, when their trucks have to travel down that road. So I was always told patience is a virtue, but it's hard sometimes.
Well, because it brings tribulation. So yeah. I'm just going to be very content and wait, but I will keep reminding you. So.
Yes, I'll give you my card before you leave. Okay. And you know, that is in my precinct, and I'd be glad to kind of, you can call anytime, and I'll give you a current update.
Okay.
And I'm, okay. One thing about me, it may not be the answer you want to hear, but it'll be the answer that it is.
You may not get the same answer you want to hear from me.
It's very frustrating for all of us.
My brother.
Yeah.
We spoke in 2023, whenever I moved out there. And I know you were working on it diligently, but it just seems like it's fallen to the wayside. So
it is on the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the horizon.
It is on the scope.
And I'll
talk to Rosie.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of dust.
Yeah.
As it gets dry, and it's becoming a more of a health hazard than anything.
Yeah, I know there's some a lot of feed trucks, I think, that go in and out of there. There's a feed lot down at the end.
That diesel business, their employees run that road
right.
Probably about 50 miles an hour, and it creates a dust plume. So it's bad.
I witnessed it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you for your consideration.
You bet.
Well, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come be entertained by Cuero County Commissioners Court. That I'm going to have to get you signed up for a bridge club or something if this is how you're spending your mornings. No.
I tell you, I've been a prison judge in Bastrop County since
1982. Wow, okay.
I'm a little familiar, a little.
A little familiar. Yes, ma'am. Anyway, no, thank you for being here, and we appreciate it. Next item on our agenda is the consent. I'm sorry. Is there anyone else that would like to address the court this morning that's here in person? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that is participating by Zoom that would like to address the court? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is the consent agenda, noting that there are 4 items there. I won't read through all those. Those went out in your packet. If you so choose, you could approve the consent agenda as its entirety, or if you so choose, you could select any or all of those items to be discussed individually.
Make motion to accept the consent agenda A, B, C, and D.
Second. We got a motion to approve the consent agenda from Commissioner Basham and a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 5? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 6, the Road and Bridge Report. I don't believe we've got anyone here from Road and Bridge this morning. I believe Mr. Latham's still a little bit under the weather, last I've heard. So is anything anyone has from the court standpoint under the Road and Bridge Report? Okay. All right, hearing none, we'll move on to item number 7, which is an update and actions on grants to include but not limited to SS4A, H&P, RCP, CDBG MIT, and the FEMA DR4781. Again, with SS4A, that is a completed project. However, we're still attempting to recoup some additional funds from that particular grant application. Likewise, with the hazard mitigation plan, that plan has been approved, and we're currently in the process of submitting for the reimbursement of those funds. RCP, this is the one that we're currently involved with MRB Group, and I did receive an email from them yesterday. What I would like to do, if possible, is get the court's opinion on setting up a date, another date for a workshop. Still some updates or still some data gathering that we need to do to formulate for that subdivision update and revision so that we can get them moving forward with the land use plan. I've got my calendar available, and I'll go through all the dates that I've got that next Monday is an optional. It's one of those, our flex holidays. That is Texas Independence Day. I don't have anything on the 4th. I'm not available the 5th. I don't have anything scheduled the 6th or the 7th. I've got availability on the 10th. We do have our regular Commissioners Court meeting the 11th. I'm available on the 12th. And I can do availability on the 14th.
What's the decision on that first week, March,
sometime?
Say, what about the 11th when we have Commissioner Court didn't have a workshop afterwards, but I mean, that may be too late.
That's only 5 days.
Which is, I mean, if you're, you know.
Oh, I mean, that was my suggestion, but I mean, I'm open for whatever. I'm going to be out of pocket on the 6th. I have a procedure.
Everybody good? Want to do the 4th, shoot for the 4th as a primary date?
Yeah, can we do it at 9 in the morning?
We can do it at 9 in the morning. And as an alternate, understand.
Right, MRB.
Well, Commissioner Basham indicated the 6th. He's really not going to be, probably not going to be available the 7th then either. Will you? I mean, I don't know what your procedure is.
Why don't we do the 10th for the alternate?
You want to do the 10th?
That Monday.
Okay. Okay, at 9?
That way, if something happens and he's not been enough to snuff or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I've got.
I think you can do the 10th. If you want to see a check for the 11th, since we're going to have the commissioner's court, maybe have that workshop that out.
Well, I was going to say that that'll be the third in the line. We'll just line it up with commissioner's court.
Good.
So I've got Tuesday the 4th at 9 a.m. as the primary, Monday the 10th at 9 a.m. as the secondary, and then as a last resort, on the 11th in conjunction with the regular commissioner's court meeting. Everybody good with that?
Sounds good.
Okay. CDBG MIT, I believe the last that I'd gotten from Mr. Belt on that was that we should be getting an award announcement, you know, or the release of the funds, if you will, the approval of those projects, release of the funds, how you want to classify it. That should be coming up in March.
Only about 4 years.
It has been a long time.
That's good.
A long, long time. And again, that's 3.4 million projects across two for the county, one for the city of Gatesville, and one for the city of Copper Cove. And DR 4781, I'd not gotten an update from Road and Bridge on where we were with the submission. I do know that we're currently resubmitting paperwork for the forced labor account as well as the equipment expenditures to cover our Cat B, what has been uploaded. As you recall, we have changed program manager for FEMA has changed. It's a contracted individual, and we will be meeting with her on Friday to resolve any issues that we should have under Cat B. I fully anticipated, based off of what they initially told us, that our Cat B should have been reimbursed in the first quarter of this year, which would have been no later than December fiscal year, and we were going to push to get whatever reimbursements that they can validate at this point, because it doesn't all have to be one reimbursement. But, and I'm talking strictly the CAT Category B funds for emergency repairs. But we're working, that's the top priority there.
Do you mind if I give that? For y'all that are here, it sounds like a lot of, you know, stuff. This kind of goes back to what I said earlier about the rain event. You know, it was very extraordinary. Our road and bridge not only spent, you know, thousands of man hours repairing and re-repairing roads, but it cost the county a lot of out-of-pocket money that we weren't. There is a program through FEMA, and this is the process that he's talking about, trying to recoup some of those funds to replenish our account.
I think DEI might have a couple extra bucks.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And obviously the changeovers did cost it. So that's what that kind of is all about, is we're waiting for FEMA to get their act together, because we have ours together. Yeah, I know. And reimburse us for those, and then that'll allow us to get hopefully back on track with some of this stuff. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
I appreciate your humor.
We're glad you can say it.
There are some comments that are inappropriate for me to make. Some that I'm actually prohibited from making. But there is nothing that prohibits me from appreciating comments and observations when they tend to be accurate and true. So, yes. So one of the next pieces of this is when we move into the Cat C, Category C for permanent repairs, as well as submission of projects under 404 for mitigation, and that would be to upgrade those repairs to something better than what they were. Jennifer Boyd with Langford has reached out and been in communications with Mr. Belt. We're at a point in the submission of the applications for 404 funding that we need to have engineering services lined up pending those applications and what approvals we may receive, because then those projects, as they're submitted, would need some engineering services provided. So I believe Mr. Belt has provided you with a copy of an RFQ for engineering services to support funding for FEMA Hazard Mitigation Assistance Grant Program. The deadline for the submission of those proposals would be 2 p.m. On March 18th with a review, scoring, and a proposed selection of a vendor at our March 25th, I believe it's the 25th. It would be the second meeting in March. It is.
To approve the Courier County RFQ 2025-01 for request qualification for engineering architectural services.
Is that a second? Okay. So we've got a motion to approve the publishing of the RFQ from Commissioner Matthews, a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on the issuance of the RFQ to support DR 4781? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. That's all I've got for updates under grants. Is there any other grants court wishes to discuss? We have concerns about. Okay. Moving on to item number 8, which would be an update on construction projects.
All right. Update on construction projects. The substantial completion has been executed. The occupancy has been executed. So we're good to go. Now we're just waiting on the internet. I was hoping Brandon would be here today. I've just had a hard time catching up with him lately. I think I've stated last time, the copper line is run in. So the plan is that we have DSL, and it's enough for our integrator to go in there and start doing all their prep work, setting up firewalls, setting up the routers, get that all done. I don't know where Brandon is on, the computers. If those all, if everything can be set up such that when the customer guaranteed date or something, is some term that Brightspeed has, they say that theirs is March 18th. So that's the date that the fiber should be, the switch is turned over. So hopefully what we'll do is we would have everything all set up such that they just have to hook up fiber, and then our consultant on move over says that they don't think that the bandwidth is enough on the DSL to run the operations, the day-to-day operations. But that's something we may not know until they get in there, and start looking at what kind of speeds and everything they're getting through that DSL. So I will keep you guys posted on that. I tried to set a meeting up last Monday with them, but I'd never heard back, so I'll try it again. And we just got to go and get a game plan on that. The only other thing that I have is I've been working with Butler Cone and Southwest Architects on doing a final wrap-up meeting for the court. And I'm either, you know, depending on them, I'm either going to target the 11th or 25th. So, Judge, I'll submit that as a regular agenda item. And they'll come in and give us a final wrap-up of both projects. I told them I want an overall, complete wrap-up. So that'll either be the 11th or the 25th, depending on what their availability, because I know Sean wants to be here for that. And he's pretty busy, man.
I got Bright Speed into the building and F8 been over there. I got F8 into the building on when we were gone.
It was Friday before we left. So
Friday before we left on the Bright Speed, but F8 got in there Wednesday, I think, and they come up with some kind of plan. I don't know what their plan is because I just know they got in there and they have a plan, but
I think it might be Tuesday.
Maybe Tuesday. Is when they got
the column was down there.
Yeah. But that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not an internet person, no. But got them in the building to where they could look at what they need to look at. So
thank you. And I appreciate that. Yep. Yeah. You've called me and you were able to get Bright Speed in.
Yeah. They came up on President's Day, Bright Speed did, and couldn't find anybody. So we got them in there.
And I think that, I believe, I haven't heard, that was actually to run the physical fiber line.
Yeah.
Because the copper was already in.
Yeah. They said they were done by noon. And
Looked
it in there. And,
right. Yeah. It was, so it should be pretty easy for them. I'm hoping that we can push them. Unfortunately, I think they have some outside vendors that they have to get some stuff from. It's not just Bright Speed, but.
Nichols there from F8, I think, too. I got a phone call from Mr. Bell to let make sure you get in there.
Okay.
All right. So when you said March 18th, you're saying that's the date that they will have fiber.
Correct.
Not so right now we would have DSL twisted pairs copper wire as the internet.
Yes.
But they're saying no later than March 18th, we will have the fiber will be available.
That's what it's a, and I'll forward it to you guys. Our rep sends me a thing that just basically it's kind of hard to, I'll send the whole email because it shows the progress of the installation and it's like POC promised on-site connection, and it is, says March 18th.
Okay.
And from what I understand in their jargon, that's kind of an important part of it. I was maybe going to look for it. If I find it during the meeting, I can maybe come back and let you guys know. They send me a lot of emails.
No, I just wanted to make sure that I understood the difference between, the DSL piece of things versus the fiber piece of things.
Yes. Which is the contract that we have approved in here was to get Bright Speed to put that fiber connection in.
And that's
we're not gonna let nobody move in until
I sent an update out to all of the stakeholders in the building and basically told them that I thought it would be a good idea for them to start transitioning.
Well, my thought on it was the JPs on the rent of that property that we're paying rent on, and we're coming to the first of the month. I don't know how that rent's set up or if nothing else, you get them to moved out of that, then that cuts that payment going out if there's enough internet to run their deal in that building.
Yeah, it should. I think the DSL would probably support it because they're not crunching big, sets of data. They're really not even using. Well, they do use I think that what it's a, not an e-doc, but they have a special system that they use for downloading all their cases. Just yeah,
couple of them in there. That it ought to carry them.
The other piece of that, of course, is the clerks have to get in there and they have to have operational computers to collect all of the fines.
Yeah,
I hear you. I'm gonna. The email I sent to them was start thinking about the transition. And you know, and I told them to go
just make a phone call. They'll start packing boxes.
The go live date should be, like I said, the go live date should be on or around March 18th, where you know, they will have fully functioning system throughout. I think there's like 9 different wireless routers throughout the ceiling. So it's there's some stuff. And I, like I said, I haven't had any communication back from F8 regarding their equipment. You know, if there's anything that they're waiting on, to get this. I don't think so. It should all be installed. Any other questions?
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Weddle? Commissioner Basham, do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Just a very quick update on Mr. Carruthers' project in the tax office in Copper's Cove. He said that he is he is postured to move in next week in March. And I don't know if I had told the court before, but I'm sorry. The end of March is his no later than date. Because we would owe 1 month of rent on the current facility that we're renting. But they were not going to charge us in accordance with the contract. They're only going to charge us the same rate, same fee that we've been paying. But he said that he is set and ready to go, and they will be moved in no later than the end of March. Said that he can handle movement of all the files, computers, everything that he needs to move. He can manage that in-house.
No, I've been down there once a week since that process has started. It's been a long time. We got his countertops started yesterday, so
it's looking good. We do have something going on that I need to talk to Kip before about. I've got a quote from Jacob Candy. We have an issue in the jail. Wing W, the air handler, is literally caving in on itself. And that's unit 5, and then unit 2 where dispatch is completely messing up. In fact, Bill was there last Saturday, all day trying to get that unit back up. So I have got 2 quotes from Jacob's Cathy, and there's money within, say, the budget in the jail for construction, for maintenance, and then my maintenance budget. And if we don't address this issue, the jail commission will shut W down. We'll have to move 40 more inmates out of county. So I feel like we need to move on this project. And I can give Jacob's Candy, and I've got a good quote, and we can use him through the Bible. So, in 100, Little Johnson County, $105 a day, that was what the quote is to handle both of them. It's a little under 70,000. In 20 days, we have 40, you will have spent that 20 days.
Gotta make a suggestion that maybe that instead of a workshop on that day just for MRB, we could make it a regular report and address that on that day, or can it wait till the 11th?
We need to move on this project. In fact, I've already, I have money within my budget.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, I don't think he was necessarily asking for the court to take an action. Yeah, he was,
I'm already kind of moved on this thing.
What are the, how much?
To address both air handlers?
is less than 70,000. It'd be like 68,000.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, we had talked about it during budget. Yeah. We had like 350,000 and then had such a tight budget. You know, we allocated 150 and then we had some other stuff come up that we had to allocate that money. But right now with what's in, you know, my maintenance budget and with what the jail has, you know, we can, we'll be okay. We'll be all right.
Okay. Anything else we need to cover under the updates on construction projects? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 9, which is to consider actions on items to support construction projects. Is there anything, any action that the court needs to take at this point? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 10, which is to consider appointing county representatives for the Central Texas Council of Governments, COG Executive Committee. I had failed to update this last year. It would be my recommendation to the court for the three positions, primary, secondary, and alternate would be myself, Commissioner Matthews, and then the alternate being Commissioner Basham. Got a motion from Commissioner Basham, second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 10? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 11 is to consider the employee handbook. We had a, I thought it was a very productive workshop yesterday, but this was Commissioner Matthews' item, and I'll turn it over to him.
Put it back on there again. It's still out there. It still needs to be addressed. Yeah, it was productive. I wish we would have had a little bit more time to go over things and redline things and this, that, and the other. But I think Mr. Bale is going to get with HR and work through a couple of issues where it's here and there. You know, y'all were there at the meeting yesterday. And we might get a final copy. So I'd like for this to be put on the next agenda. I think by then we'll have it redlined and corrected and we can approve and move forward.
One of the great suggestions I heard yesterday was to, and I think it would probably be a lot more palatable to pass the handbook to have a separate, because there were a lot of internal procedural things that may not necessarily has to be in the employee handbook. And so you might want to reach out to Mr. Belt and have HR and Mr. Belt divide those. And that would take away some of the things. And then we could produce a separate procedural handbook for elected officials and appointed.
We did discuss that this morning, but I mean, it's getting those two together, working through it, you know, but it does need to be done.
Yeah.
Guys, it would not be beneficial to, you know, when they get the final results, let our elected officials and employees look at it and maybe have another workshop on it. Just a thought, just curious.
I don't think another workshop is necessary. My personal opinion, I think it's a living document. If something comes up that is missed, I think we can address it. That's my personal opinion on it. Just because it's like it was addressed yesterday, no handbook is perfect. Anybody's because you cannot capture everything.
And I agree with you. There's going to be some stuff that we missed. I mean, I truly agree with that. So.
But the problem is we've gone through this numerous times and discussed in this court, which again, I never knew that we redacted one. We have one online. We have one that we issue or is issued to each new employee as they come on. But we always refer to it as we don't have a handbook. And that I look at it as this. I hadn't had that many jobs.
But all my jobs had a handbook that was about this thick. And it is not fair that you hire someone and they go on about their business, and then all of a sudden you say, hey, you've been doing this wrong. I mean, if you have it written, I mean, and that's, I mean, there's internal, and each department has their own little handbook as well, because they're all different. But
the baseline.
You have to have a baseline. You
have to have a baseline. And, but, you know, and you know, I hear you too, and I thought it was actually quite, it's quite accommodating that we would even, you know, solicit. Anywhere I've ever worked in my entire life, you know, as a manager or whatever, I never had input on the handbook. It was just given to me and said, here.
Well, I'm glad it did. I mean,
I think it's a good thing.
Especially our electric picture, you know, we need to have their comments and their worries.
We got them.
I would just, I'd make a motion to table it this time and put it on the next. Then hopefully we'll have a
second.
We got a motion to table from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. For discussion purposes, I do like the idea of having another workshop. I don't think it would be unrealistic to maybe include that on the same day we do the land use. We just pick that up after the land use. I think that we need to identify to help Mr. Belt and Ms. Weddle. We need to identify those things that we would consider putting in an elected officials guide that needs to come. I think that we owe that to them from the court standpoint. If you don't think so, that's okay. But I would.
All the problem I see doing it on the same day is, if we're going to have elected officials here, we kind of need to set a time so they don't waste their time sitting through half of the other meeting if it goes long.
Yeah. I think that would be reasonable to do, but if the intent of that workshop is really just to drill down on what are the things we're extracting. I mean, it's not trying to rewrite all of it, but just really identify what items are we going to extract that we would include in another document. That helps to streamline, in my mind, what Mr. Belt and Ms. Weddle would be addressing as their.
So we're not going to have the elected officials come in.
I wouldn't say that's be the function of that meeting.
Okay. Well, that's why I was thinking, if we were going to have them come in, we need to set a time on it so they're not wasting their time sitting around listening to you're pulling them away from their position.
I mean,
but
I think
not coming in that time too.
I think we've received some good feedback from the elected officials. I think some of the messaging is consistent, have some of the same consistent concerns. So I don't think they necessarily need to be here for that meeting. But once we get things extracted and we get another draft, then we could disseminate that out for their review and then look at something potentially on the 11th, possibly.
Okay.
I was in a different meeting. I only heard concerns from two, which was basically Mr. Boyd. I don't think anybody else in the room really expressed any concern. Mr. Belt, I know he has some issues, but those could be worked through, separately. I thought we addressed Mr. Boyd's, but I just think another workshop is just I'll do it, but I get paid to do it, so I'll sit through another workshop, but yeah, I just think we're going to hear the same stuff.
I think they got the message from, I think HR got the message, I think Mr. Bell got the message on what needs to be taken out yesterday. Yesterday when we met, but I don't know, maybe they didn't, but I think they understood that it just needs to be an employee handbook and then procedures established for the rest. But I don't know.
I'm not trying to force it down your throat, and I was trying not to create another meeting. I thought we could tie it into the land use. If you don't want to go over it again, I'm fine with that.
We made a comment yesterday when I do finally get all ironed out, send it back to the same law firm and have them go over.
Mm-hmm. Well, it may not be time for the next agenda. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
It may not be time for a workshop once he gets it ironed out. I don't know. But let him work on it. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with putting it on the agenda. It may be back by then. We may have time to review it by then. We may then want to put it on the workshop. But
yes,
I think we're trying to work through it and do the legal side, which none of us are lawyers, and the HR side, none of us are experts in that. So that's my thought on that.
Okay.
We put it on the agenda, and I think that's what my motion was about. I don't know.
Your motion, as I understood it, was to table until the 11th.
Yes. Mr.
Matthews, okay. You could maybe resubmit your agenda item for a discussion and consider. Well, I mean, when you consider it, but right. Yeah. That way we could include. Yeah.
Hopefully
that.
We have it by then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. There is a motion and a second to table item number 11 until March 11th. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 12 is discussion of possible action on contract for Brightspeed for internet service.
Well, only because I was the lucky dog that made contact with Brightspeed about our new internet service did they, and I've expressed to you guys before that, we've had almost zero to zip contact with Brightspeed. And when I asked for a contact, here at Brightspeed, hardly anybody had it. So you guys can see I ferreted out Josie Garcia. I believe she's located in North Carolina. And Christy Mastawi, she is located in California. I think Christy is our actual account rep. And I forget what Misty's, I've got that. But anyway, so these two folks have put me now as the primary, you can see that, primary contact. And I really don't want to be the primary contact. In fact, I'm having a hard time, admittedly. And I will tell you, I have not spent a huge amount of time looking at what our current, this is, if you guys didn't figure out, this is what for our current internet service. We're not under any kind of a contract. So I guess you can call it going month to month right now. And her pitch was, hey, contract, I'll lock you in on those low rates that you currently have. Now, unfortunately, the window's passed, but I bet she'd do it anyway, to lock in. It's not a motion, yet, but I was thinking that. And he's going to hate me for this. Mr. Wood, I guess you guys, you're currently paying, I guess. There's just two, because the way I looked at this, I think one is for the jail and one is for 800 East Main. Did you guys figure this out at all?
Three. Right. The jail, the JP. And then I agree. I'm just right. Talking about three bills, right?
Well, you say that, but look at this. Now, if you look at this spreadsheet in here, It's showing Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, because when I called them, they were like, oh, well, we've got it for the Justice of the Peace office. And I said, no, I'm actually located at 800 East Main. That's when they found that one to try to, they wanted an account at least so they could get the information to attach the new requisition, for the new building. So it's kind of a jumbled up. I really don't know what we currently are under, paying. But it looks like to me, if you look at the Brightspeed Enterprise near-net, off-net Mac DIA, the one that says 365 at the bottom, some address, I thought. Yeah, 800 East. Okay. So that's the near-net fiber build at 800 East Main Street. You know, and if it requires maybe getting a Zoom meeting and have, you know, Josie or Christy on, we can certainly do that. Because then the next, if you flip in your book, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages where you see that bright speed, and that one references 620 East Main Street. Now, is that the sheriff's office?
That's the courthouse.
That's the courthouse.
That's the primary secondary.
Okay, so that's the courthouse. And I don't know how that stacks up right now. I mean, I'm assuming she said they're going to keep it the same. So $715 a month? Does that sound about right?
They would pay more than that.
Yeah, we pay 12. What is that?
1600. I think one of these is the phone for the elevator.
And then where I was getting, and I'll be glad to work with you, we can get on the phone with, you know, Josie or Misty, and you know, you can pull up some data from your end. You can figure out everything that's going on here. Because when I got this, I couldn't make heads or tails of it. I just wanted to bring it to the court. Maybe somebody here has a magic. Taylor, you don't?
No.
This is a part of an operation that started way before you and I even, you know, got on the court. So I really don't know what we've been paying. I don't know. But I think it's a good thing. We're going to clean it up. And we now have, remember I said, I can't remember the names I gave you guys. One of them, I think, was a Blanchard that they, that is a name for a contact that might have been 15 years ago. What do you guys want to do?
Thank you. We set up some kind of Zoom meeting with them and
yeah, you
work through it, you bring it back.
Yeah, you see it.
That's fine.
Maybe we can then ask them to bundle it, you know, get a
progressive bill.
Yeah. Yeah. Revenue district.
All right. I think I heard. Maybe I'll just sit down with Wood. Maybe we can kind of muddle through this, get on the phone with Josie. If we think it requires them to come on Zoom, we could do that at the next meeting. And they can maybe explain everything that we have going on here in the county.
I guess the main thing, as long as the man writing a check for it all, I understand.
Right.
Did we shop our internet services with anybody else other than Brightspeed?
Well, there's only two that offer, and it's yes. It's, no. Well, yes, we did. Yes, we did. At the annex?
Well, any of those.
No, I wasn't tasked with that.
Okay, well, okay, so at the annex, did we, yes, did we shop that against, yes, versus NextLink?
Yes. And by the way, the intention there is eventually to bring NextLink also in there as a redundant provider. So in case one goes down, that was the plan when you guys had the server room. Mm-hmm. That's what we constructed, was
one
to bring
from
in
the north, one from the south.
Yeah, bring in two separate conduits, one for Brightspeed, one for NextLink. The choice was made, you know, between those two, of which one to go as the primary, based upon speed and price.
So NextLink is more expensive than...
No, NextLink, I think, was actually a little less, but there's, you know, it's hard to, kind of like one of those things, it's hard to compare because, and I relied on our consultant, F8, you know, to say, you know, Brightspeed is the one that we think you guys should go with because they offer a better bandwidth I guess you could break it down bandwidth per dollar or something like that. But yeah, eventually, in fact, I know Brandon's been pushing for me to try to get, you know, next link in, but I want to, I think we need to have a, we need to get this straight. And I'm not sure that we need a redundant system if we're not putting the server in there. But there's also a piece that I'm not that aware of, because a lot of this was handled by Brandon, of running a line over to the sheriff's office that would have supported through the server room. But since we decided not to do the server room right now, I don't know if that line is actually. So I'm a little bit confused, because I wasn't on the front end and I got in the middle and then I was thrown in the rear end. It has. Yeah. The line has been run. That was part of the whole scope of work. I am going to get a number from NextLink, Judge. So we'll have what it costs to have them build out their fiber into that room. Doesn't mean we have to do it, but at least we'll have a number.
Okay. Is there any action that the court wishes to take under item number 12?
The marching orders that I'm going to get with Mr. Wood, we'll get together, and if it's worthy, we'll set up a Zoom. Not an action, but it's good to kind of sum it up. And then we'll have a Brightspeed representative speak to us if we can't figure it out.
Ms. Newton, if you note, no action taken under item number 12. Item number 13 on the agenda is pay bills. We have had bills presented in the amount of $1,328,167.13. Got a motion to pay bills from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion concerning item number 13? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Reports, Commissioner Matthews.
I was reached out by a citizen that asked where we have SS4A, H&P, RCP, if we could spell that out. I told him I would bring it to the court.
I'm sorry, what
the,
do you do?
The
what?
Listings on the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spelling it out instead of the acronym. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just makes it somebody that just understand. We went to the school down there, Eggland. Good. That's about it. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Weddle.
I don't have an update, Judge.
Very good. Commissioner Basham?
Yeah, the conference that we went to was good. Learned a lot. Have the Oakley Rattlesnake Roundup this weekend, and a lot of people showed up. So good time. Miss seeing you guys out there. Commissioner Taylor?
Yeah.
And let's pray for tonight.
Yeah. We need that again, don't we?
Yes.
Not until my weed killer gets activated.
30 minutes.
I need a little bit more time.
Put it out 30 minutes.
Okay. Commissioner Taylor? Other than 30 minutes on my weed killer?
Yeah, you put it out 30 minutes, you're good.
Okay. As you know, the Texas legislature is in session and they're moving along. One of the big highlights that I got word of yesterday from Representative Slauson is that the Comptroller's Office has presented or has proposed adding an exceptional items funding in the amount of $50.3 million, and that's in addition to the $19 million that's already in the base budget for disabled veterans property tax reimbursements. There are still ongoing discussions as to how that bill will look, whether they're going to reformulate it to include additional cities and counties to increase eligibility. But that's a significant increase. And what it had been funded at previously was about, and this was just for those cities and counties that qualify, as a rate that they projected it at about 77%. So it was never even fully funded or proposed to be fully funded on the reimbursements. So that's a very positive step. But again, what we don't know, that's the raw number, what we don't know is how many new applicants will qualify. And that could turn around and eat up the entire $50 million. We'll be right back in the same boat. But that they are considering additional funding is a positive step.
We also heard that SB 22 is looking good. I mean, it's still through this year, but then they're talking about extending SB 22.
Because
one of the places went to it, and
then
the bill
for
whatever.
Yeah.
So I was glad to hear that.
Can I continue?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The other one is that there's still ongoing deliberations about the voting and restrictions on voting that Mr. Carruthers had brought to us in the resolution that we passed and, as part of that. The Senate has made an initial vote on school vouchers, and I just whether you agree or not, it is more likely than not that there will be school vouchers at some level in some shape, form, fashion. And I don't know how he made the correlation, but the governor has put out there about all these other southern states, and he even equated it to the SEC, schools that are in the SEC, states that are in the SEC, that they have school vouchers, and Texas doesn't. So I'm not how I can't make that link. Don't know how he did it, but he equated school vouchers and funding for high school football and the SEC all in one message. But I will reiterate my concerns that those that would be most disproportionately affected would be our smaller rural schools. And that's all I've got for my update. We do have an executive session closed meeting scheduled. So pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to consult with the county attorney regarding pending litigation and a matter subject to attorney-client confidentiality, to include but not limited to that case of the County of Corriedale versus Purdue Pharma et al. In the listed district court there in Harris County, as well as pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.076, the Commissioner's Court will conduct a closed meeting to conduct deliberations regarding security devices. As you will note, there are no actions to be taken coming out of those. Those are for discussion only. And so we will recess at this time, reconvene at 10:10 in the front conference room. We're in recess. Okay, I've got 11:43, and we'll reconvene in open session at this time, noting that this concludes the business of the court for today, and so we are adjourned. Thank you.